Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Temple football coach Rod Carey, his squad getting ready to host Maryland this weekend. The Owls coming off a very early bye week, and that's kind of my first question, coach. You got the win over Bucknell, and then you had a week off. How did, when a bye comes this early, how did you attack it? Did you treat it like you would a bye, say, week eight? Did you treat it as an extension to camp? How'd you approach it?
A little bit of both, because if it's week eight and you got a bye, you're going to rest a little more than we did. So we practiced a little bit more, but then at the same time, we still went on the road and recruited and got out because you have to. And then got an early jump on Maryland. They had played a game and so had we. So we had one game. And then obviously after they played their second, we got back in here yesterday and got it going.
Let's take one last look at that Bucknell win. You took care of business against the Bison. What were the big takeaways for you? Obviously, a blowout victory is nice, but when you looked at development, where you wanted kids to be as far as for an opening game, what were the big takeaways for you?
Well, it's easy to go to the final score, and that's a good thing. But when you dig in there, you saw some really high-level execution at times, and you saw some really poor execution at times. And so as a coach, your job, and that's kind of how we're judged, is can we help them get that poor execution up to the really high-level execution? And that's what we really dug into while keeping the other stuff we did well, while staying good at that. So teaching, coaching, and working them through that, that's really what we saw on that thing is really good and some not so good. So we want to take the low and get it to meet the high.
Anthony Russo had been a little banged up. He was cleared to go and played very well. Did he come out of the game okay and ready to go health-wise?
He did. Health-wise, he was great. Obviously, I think you saw a little bit of rust. Even though his numbers were fantastic, there was some rust there that he had, missing a couple guys and then throwing one interception. But overall, health-wise and overall play, you really can't argue with the day you got from him.
Now let's look ahead. You're going to have a Maryland team that's coming to town that I think has scored 142 points in two games. What has allowed them to have that type of offensive success?
Well, like we were just talking about our execution in the Bucknell game, they've done it for two games on offense where they've executed at a really high level. And it obviously starts with their trigger man, who's incredibly talented, but he's also making the right decisions with the ball. And then they're running the ball really effectively and for big chunks. And so when you have that combination going with the athletes that they have, that's how they get 142 points in two games.
When you look at them defensively, what do you see?
I see a really aggressive defense. They're really going to attack you and really try to, knock you back and get you off schedule. And then they can pin their ears back and come after you, which they have some dynamic pass rushers on the edge, certainly have some great skill outside, and really good linebacker play, too, where the linebackers are flying around. So when you only give up, see, that's the thing that's hidden in this. When you only give up 20 points in two games, their defense is executing at a high level, too. So it's not just the offense, it's the defense as well.
So when you look at the matchup, what do you think are some of the big keys for your side?
Well, I don't think that it ever changes for us, and certainly not going to this week, is that we want to run the ball. We want to stop the run. We want to play great in the kicking game, and we want to win the turnover battle. Those four things is where it's at for us, and those four things are going to be paramount in this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.